Okay. Now let's just read the... I just want to make a simple point. Whoever is left reading the Shafa Vatari of the Gemara, some people were asking me this morning. Rachabi Yaakov says, Shema Mino Abdi Rav Shim Ben Lokish, Zamna Yisrael Abnei Me'ayim, Zamna Ovekuchav Abnei Me'ayim. My time. Yisrael Shoch Atal Yamils, Temeni Ikid, Shrita Ma'ayis, Sherry Lake, Ovekuchavim, Chiris Agle, Misa Tal Yamils, and Emelech Haidah. So I'm Rav Papa. What did Papa say? Avam Yassib no kamei do Ravacha ben Yankov, sitting in front of Ravacha. Oh boy, the email, I should have, could have been there because it was over the smell. If, no, I'm really, no, I'm really, her time will come. I mean, Ravacha ben Yankov is not denying the principle of making midi. But there's a reason that here I deviate from me. You can read it. Okay. Now, when the Gemara says, Tanya Delo, Karavacha B'Yakov, is the Gemara says, but we do apply B. What is the Gemara doing? So if you take a look at the Rashba, the difference between Rashba and Tosfos. So, the Rashba says, "Came in the time of Ka'ama, well, Shach Lamemik immediately." Normally we say it, except there's a reason. It's something with exceptions. And if the reason for an exception, you allow an exception. Okay. And Tamina Perkarba Mises, that can mean the Misal Shola Goshal, Uprishna, the Ara Yafastoa, the Porach, So the Gemara there is saying that wherever there's a reason, now, depends. So you don't apply it, it can be there. And that's the Matskona. Now, when the Gemara turns around and says, Tanya, Tanya, what is the Gemara saying? So is the Gemara saying that we do apply the committee? Well, the Gemara says no. Even though, but what is the Gemara saying? So comes a, so the fact that when there is a valid reason to deviate, we deviate, it's fine. But that say this is a valid reason, not a valid. So what does Tosfos say?
What was the reason?
What?
What was the reason that was given?
That Mises is defined differently for a Jew and a God.
Why wasn't that good enough for
Papa? What? Papa said that's fine. Papa not disagreeing. He said Acha B'Yakov. But then the Gemara says Tanya Kavosai. Now what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that, the Gemara says I always apply it, or Enochanami. But in this case, the reason is not good enough.
But Papa wasn't disagreeing.
He said I don't know. I'm Rav Papa, but you simply come to Rav Acha B'Yakov. Oh boy, the email. Normally, when a chanti biats from a chesilo, the so what does that mean?
I mean, he would have told me.
He would agree with me committing. They said I have a reason here to deviate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rav Papa didn't.
Maybe Rav Papa disagreed. I don't know. We don't know what Rav Papa. If I would have asked him the question, this is what he would have answered me. That means Rav Papa is saying that Rav Acha ben Yaakov agrees with the principle of Yekimidi, but allows exceptions if there's a reason. And the Rajma says, and therefore, and that's like the Gemara in Sanhedrin asks the question and says there's reasons, right?
Yeah.
That's what the Rajma says. When the Gemara says Tanya Kavosi Loker Rav Acha ben Yaakov, is that because this is not a good reason to deviate, or not?
Because there's a brisa.
There's a brisa against him. Why? Because for a different reason, or because this is not a good enough reason to deviate from Mikimidi. Now it comes to us and says, the brisa, the maskon of the brisa is, we do not apply Mikimidi here. Now, comes Tosus and asks a question. That a very simple question. What Tosus say? Well, but we do see there's a maskon of the Gemara there that gives me a cloud in Sanhedrin, and we can apply it here. And so what do we do with a brisa? That's how Tosus said, right? That's how Tosus understands. The Rashba doesn't comment on the Hemshech of the Gemara. Could be this way, could be this way. Rashba does tell us Mises, 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 Mises. First, that's the point just in seeing how the Shach of the Tire of the Gemara works.
According to Tosus,
does the Brisa argue with Fastoar? Is
the Brisa arguing with whom? On Fastoar. I mean, how does Tosfos learn that if there's two different stages of
Nisa? The Gemara just says that the fact that you have a piece of meat, it can't be mutter for one and also for the other. It can't be mutter for a Jew and also for a Goy. That's it. The Gemara comes to Tosfos and says, and why? Because it would be the Shasmisa is different. That would mean the heter would be different. Okay. So, but comes Tosus from a different angle. Enochanami. If I would only look at result, that would be true. But there's a Gemara there talks about a Maisam, certain things, a Maisam Mata was given for a Jew and a Maisam Mata was not given for a Goy. That's a bonus that was given to us. Nothing is also for us, that's not also for them. We have certain mitzvahs and we have certain bonuses. Yeah. Or certain different ways of dealing with things. This is Tosis Kashin doesn't have a teretz for them. Then Tosis asks a question of what? Tosus asks a question from Ubrim. Now this Tosus here about Ubrim, and Tosus said, but for a Jew it's also. The question is, why is it also for a Jew? For a Goy it's also because of Ritzicha. Pazak shofech dam ha'odom ba'odom domo yishofech. Ki betzelam olukim also it's ha'odom. He's a shofech dam ha'odom. So that means definitely for a Goy, life begins already when it's an Uber. That's not a question. The question is, for a Jew, it's not a chiyuv misa. Why not? So Reb Chaim in the Sefer, explaining the Shitas of Rambam, says, there's a difference between a nefesh gomer and a nefesh ein gomer, and a nefesh, and a Jew is only chiyuv misa for a nefesh gomer, and a goy is chiyuv misa even for a nefesh ein gomer. But the issur is the exact same. It's difference in level of chiyuvim. That's how he explains this problem according to the Rambam. Tosus doesn't go into any detail why it would be also. Now, there's a Tosus in Sanhedrin. Here's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Tosfos says like this. Mikama kamo shari. Mikasha. I mean, in Perik, when so rumore, Yotzerusho ain't nogambo. Doch a nefesh from nay nefesh. Or call them shots, rosho, hachai poshatishot. That there is a certain activity that can be done by a Jew that cannot be done by a goy. Not certain objects and mutter, certain activities and mutter. Not talking about objects, we're talking about activities. Yeah. Or is a full nefesh for a Jew, or talking about objects, just like Tosfos has said. You meet that. The maskana, the Gemara, is misa for one, is misa for the other. Or maybe that Tosfos would agree with that, I don't know. He says mat, but he said, but he comes in with a mat problem. But here he says, now why isn't mutter for a Jew? So the only reason it's mutter for a Jew is the mitzvah hatzolah. So what is the logic of Tosfos? Where is Tosfos getting this from? Tosfos is getting it from the sugya in Sanhedrin, daf ayin beis amud beis. Well, the Gemara learns out from this pasuk itself that rodef, how do you know you can kill a rodef? From shofar tamar d'bar modif shofar. Okay. So therefore, and a Jew, and what is the basis of killing a rodef? The basis of killing a rodef is the mitzvah hatzolah. A Jew has a mitzvah, a goy doesn't have a mitzvah. There are no mitzvahs to goy. And though he doesn't have the thing that's going to be docha the yisr. Now, mitzvah. So this is exactly what goes with our Tosfos. What is the matter of killing it? The matter of killing it is mitzvah hatzolah. The goy doesn't have that matter. So Tosfos is in his same world. But Tosfos says, maybe it's not a mitzvah hatzolah, there's a heta hatzolah learned out from the pasuk. There's a heta hatzolah that you're allowed to kill a rodef, but you don't have, there are two levels. It's certainly, if you take a look in the Rambam, Hilchot Tzeach u'Shmiras Nefesh, mitzvah lahargo.
What?
Ava harod of acha chaver lo hargo afilo yarod of kan harikoy so mutsuvim lahatzo the chiv hatzo. Now, besides the chiv hatzo, there's also a heta hatzola. That's Tosfos Sofek. There's a het. What is the pasuk talking about? Talking about a mitzvah hatzola or a heta hatzola? Heta hatzola applied to a guy, because that pasuk is a pasuk in Noah. But if it's a mitzvah hatzola, guys don't have mitzvahs. But the only but the guy doesn't have those mitzvahs, those walls outside. He just has an issur tzich. Then the pashtus of Tosfos is that, and when the Rosh says about nefesh, and Tosfos harosh, it could be just distinguished between nefesh and nefesh gomer, or nefesh gomer and nefesh shena gomer. It's not clear from the Tosfos Rosh. No, he has another problem. Perigin anoshe pligim dog eva menachai betomet. That if you cut the leg off of a camel, it's also because of a camel. It's also because of a menachai. How many malchus do you get? Ramin machlok to Yisrael. They know after Rakom mutar. The God Mishnah Rabbanan Avgad Ein Yisrael Mutzal Eiv Merachai Tomei become more Otzli Mishum Tomei. And so Tosis is saying that a very important thing here. It can be also for a Jew for reason A, also to a Goy for reason B. This object is also Ben Kach Uben Kach. I don't care if it's coming from the same place or not. Which would then draw into question what I told you was the problem when Reb Chaim raised in the Maram Shif. We'll see that when we finish Tosis. Ain't no egg. Ela b'behema tahora. Ovad. Like eva menachai. Dechayos v'ofos ha-tahorum. Yisrael shori. Ove kochav ha-mosa. Temel lo chashinim came in the stam eva menachai osa. So he talks not on object to object. The Isra applies in different ways to different people. MK, I can't say that. Why not? I have Gezel. My parchots and the parka have a Mises. The Gezel, the parchots, and Shavu Pruta. So it's a definition of Mormon here, it's a definition of Mormon there. So, and the Gemara had to come up with Bnei Mechilin in. Mikol Mokom, Emer Chai did who also Mishum the Aces. The Baal Mishum, Yesh Loma. Kol Mokom, Eve Menachai did who also. Why? Shum the Baal Shchita. Rafakad Ochom also Bemashu. Bosa ginvat samos Yisrael mitzvah ele b'kazayis bosa. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, chatzis she'otzim min ha-Torah. Ve'eshlokish domo chatzis she'emutim min ha-Torah, domo lastei ha-Kola. Man domo ha-Ochan, eim zamnin go. Ela sova, lo kaman domo, eim zamnin, ove kochovim abnei me'ayim. Ooh, wow. So what he said, Reb Acha Be'Yakov, when Tosin finishes, he says, Reb Acha Be'Yakov doesn't believe in Mi'akamidi. Not as the Rashba said, because he doesn't believe in it. Reb Baba, it's interesting. Now, but Tosin has a question. Chatzish, it's El B'Kazayis Bosa Ha'oma. Chatzis shiro semena Torah. Here we run into a massive problem. What did Tosis hold about gzeila pochos mishava pruta? Motor also or chatzis shir or what? Because the Gemara Tosis says as follows. That if you have let's say Eivim and Achai, a Jew's also in Kazayas, and a guy's also in Kolshah. So I know a Jew's also called Chatzishir also in Atayah. So apparently, when the Gemara had to come up with A different the Gemara could have said no. Gzeilas chatzik shir. No, Gemara didn't say that. So apparently, according to Tosis, for some reason, Gzeilas pachas mishava pruta was not an answer either because it's mutter, because it's a different type of issue. Oh, now let's take a look. The Rambam. Go back to the Rambam.
Why would it be mutter?
What?
Why would it be mutter?
For the Bnei Mechila. I'll give you an example. I walk by someone's lawn. And I take off a blade of grass from his lawn. Doesn't disturb anything. Am I over in Gezel or not?
Different
child. Why? Because he couldn't care less.
But that might not mean it's butter.
I understand. I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. Mechila, I don't care about it.
The fact that we say mechila, doesn't that...
No, okay. Now, the Rambam is very clear. It's also lidno of culture with the Torah. Bagneva and Bagzeva. Okay. So now we are presented with a problem. The Gemara has a kasha. And the Gemara doesn't say it's also because of. It's also because of. Anyway, it's also to a Jew. Now, what about Tosis's question? Ebi Menachayit, it's also Yisrael. And in a Kazayas, he's Chayim in a Kazayas. On the other hand, it is to a guy, it's going to be Chayim in a Chayim culture. So a Jew then. So, for a Jew, so the answer is, I could say Eivim and Achai applies to both Jews. It's the same Eivim and Achai. Eivim and Achai applies to both. And that was Tosis' suggestion. Well, so therefore, if that's true, what is more as Gezel applies with different Shiurim. That you could be machalik very nicely between the two. When the Rambam writes that Gezel is also a kosher, take a look there in the Magid Mishnah. It's Chatzis Shiros in the Torah. So what does that mean? Chatzis Shiros in the Torah. It's Chatzis Shir. You can't say that. For the Rambam... Rama's very explicit. Rama's very explicit. Learns out from a different... It's not Gzela. Paul from Shavuot is not Gzela. It's a separate issue acting in a way that looks like an Ava. Separate issue. Acting in a way that looks like an Ava. Also, lead no Momo. What is Momo and Shavuot? What's in Shavuot is not Momo. Acting in a way that looks like Gzela. For instance, when I was a little boy, I lived down the street from a certain shul of certain rav who had a tremendous otzar. And a certain person in my neighborhood, yeah, I have a perverse sense of humor, said, thought the guy was a fake, he never looked at the svarim, just for show. So he went in, took a sefer, came to our house, called him up, and says, "You're fake. If you can tell me what sefer I took, you should probably never look at, so I'll give it back to you." Had no intention of keeping it. That's his way of... He's going to give it back anyway. But this is his way of getting under the guy's skin. Ram says, "You're not allowed to do that." "Why not?" "Not allowed to do that. Because you can't put your hands on someone else's people, someone else's property. You can't put your hands on someone else's property." I say, "Yeah, you know, a person has something, and I'll steal it just so I know who'll go crazy if he can't find it. I put it, but I just want to make him crazy." No. The separate is acting like a gossip, even though it's not a signature. Totally different. So therefore, Gnevra for a Jew and Gnevra for a Goy are different. For a Goy, Gnevra begins at culture. For a Jew, Gnevra begins At a shavuot. And that was the Gemara's kash. And the Gemara answers, maybe is what for me is considered momen. Momen depends on the person. It's variable depending on the person. That's the Gemara. But the Gemara in the Kasha knew that a Jew there is no gneva pachutz mishavapruta. Otherwise, so what is the Gemara? So the Rambam obviously is learning if it's a fundamentally different type of issur, so it violates meikam. That L'chor is the reason of Chaim didn't like the Maram Shif's Kaddish. It's fundamentally different issur. If you have Behemoth Temeya and Eva Merachai, it is Macholos Asuras for this reason, for that reason. It's all one type of issur. And you have to ask that question, because how does the Rambam Paskin about if Eva Merachai is no Heg? Let's take a look how we pass on that. What is it? So I take the leg off of a camel. For a Jew, it's not also because of Eva Menachai, but it is also for a Goy, it's also because of Eva Menachai. There's no way it can meet it. Why not? Because it's the same type of issur. But the Gemara does ask me, can be about Zeila.
The same type of
issur
means what? That they can't eat it?
What?
The same type of issur means what? That they can't eat it?
That there is an object that a person is not allowed to eat. Call it for reason X, call it for reason Y. Same type of thing. So achila of macholos
sasuros. Whereas stealing something for fun.
But if losocha adame, it's not macholos sasuros. And not do it. It's a whole different type of this. Okay. This finishes the Tosfos, and Baruch Hashem, we did a lot of learning of a lot of shechita this year. Cover the inyanim, and next week I won't be saying shir, just very tired, and so, but this is this will finish the Tosfos, and if anyone wants to know how to prepare for Baba Kama, I'll do it the same way I am. What I'm doing in the summer, chazring chulam.